there for all my life until I came here, and I had some friends in the town where I lived for over 35 years, and we went to church together, and I saw them every Sabbath almost. And when their kids were little, I used to take care of them when they had to have a, we didn't like to call me a babysitter, so they called me their rent-a-mom. And now their kids are grown up and they have kids. So that's how long I've known them, just lots and lots of years. And when I moved up here, just not too long after I moved up here, they moved to Hawaii. Have you guys ever been to Hawaii? You know where it is? It's way out in the middle of what? Pacific Ocean, that's right. It's about 2,500 miles from here, and there's only two ways to get there. One would be in a boat, and the other one would be walking. Oh, that's not right. The other way would be in an airplane. That's, of course, the best way to get there, unless you just have lots of time. So I went on an airplane a year and a half ago. After they got moved to Hawaii, they called me up and they said, "We miss you. Why don't you come see us?" I said, "Well, I miss you too." So I went on the airplane. I went to Hawaii, and I was trying to find a map, but I couldn't. All I could find was this one postcard. So it's not really easy to tell. There's island, lots of islands. All together, they make up the 50th state. So Oregon's a state, and Washington is a state, and California's a state, and Hawaii is one of our states. And it's way out in the ocean, and the ocean happens to be, I mean, where it is in the ocean happens to be way south of here. So our ocean is cold, but the ocean in Hawaii is nice and warm. So there's all different, whole different types of creatures that live in their ocean. And they have lots of different sorts of interesting things there. This is a little book I brought that has some shrubs and flowers. And my friends took me on a walk and we went in a tropical garden, and there are just so many flowers in there, just brilliant colors, and everything is so lush and green, and it's very warm. And I had a good time seeing the flowers. They have a lot of lots of more colorful birds than we have here, because their flowers are bright and their birds are bright too. And one of the things that I did when I was there is my friends took me to see a volcano. Have you ever seen a volcano? Yeah, they're kind of big and they're kind of scary. And I actually got to see, I didn't get to see any lava flying out of it, but at nighttime, there's a big red glow that comes out of that volcano, because it's all that hot lava is just right down there, just below the, down inside what they call the caldera. And so it was very exciting. And that was one of the, I wanted to do three things when I was visiting my friends, and I just got to go to the volcano. I didn't get to see any whales because it wasn't the right time of year for them to be swimming by. And the last thing I got to do was go to a farm that I had heard about that raises seahorses. You ever heard of a seahorse farm? Seahorses are not horses, are they? They're fish. And they're a very funny looking little fish. And the ones in Hawaii are only 2 or 3 inches tall. And actually the ones they raise on the farm are even smaller than that. So I'll tell you all about the seahorses another time. Anyway, I had a great visit with my friends, and then that's the last time I got to see them. You know what? That was a year and a half ago. And I miss them. I miss my friends that still live in California, and you guys are pretty wiggly, aren't you? Can you sit still, whoever you are? Thank you. I knew you could do it. That's great. They're good. And I miss my friends very much. And I think they miss me too. We don't get to see each other every week like we used to. And, you know, I miss other people too. I miss my mom and my dad because they already passed away and now they're sleeping in what we call sleeping in their grave, waiting for Jesus to come. And so this week, you know, we're getting ready for Easter. And Easter comes on the weekend when we remember especially when Jesus died on the cross for us and was resurrected again. And when he left to heaven, he said, I'm going back up to heaven. I'm going to make some beautiful homes up there for all my people. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you, take you home to live with me forever. So that's what I'm looking forward to, because then I won't have to miss my mom and dad anymore. I won't have to miss my friends. They'll all be with Jesus. So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, and help us to remember that is the reason for the Easter holiday that's coming up, and help us to be blessings to everyone that we meet and be ready for Jesus to come soon. We pray in his name. Amen. Thank you, and be sure you get your baskets on the way back.